Rage 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Congress meets tomorrow to certify President-elect Trump's triumph. And 2 weeks before he's inaugurated for his second term, Republican sources tell ABC News that House Speaker Mike Johnson told congressional Republicans the President-elect wants to use one sweeping bill through the budget reconciliation process to address his priorities. The inauguration and other major events are helping to create what Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas called a difficult threat landscape.
State and local officials and residents need to be alert to it and take the precautions necessary to avoid violence from occurring.
Speaking after the New Orleans terror attack on New Year's that left 14 people dead, President Biden will visit that city tomorrow. Today, he'll sign a measure boosting Social Security payments for people who get their pensions from their time in public service positions. 60 million people in the U.S. are under weather alert as a winter storm moves east. More than 800 flights have been canceled. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of sunshine for today, but frigid north winds, highs in the lower teens. Tonight, mostly clear skies, lows near zero or just below that. Thankfully, the winds will be light. Monday, mostly sunny skies, highs topping out in the upper teens. It's zero at our studios.
Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. Are you 50 or older like me? The CDC now recommends vaccination against pneumococcal disease. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at increased risk and over 6 times greater risk of hospitalization with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50. Schedule your appointment today at vaxassist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I am live from Madison and welcome singer-songwriter Katie Scullin into the studio. Then Matt Miller and I discuss award season and 2025 upcoming movies. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Back we are, the music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. And the rat race continues. Frank Sinatra.
Dear heart, wish you since you've been out of my sight. A single room, a table for one. It's a lonesome town, all right. But soon at our front door, and dear heart, I want you to know I'll leave your arms nevermore. Soon I'll kiss you hello at our front door, and dear heart, I want
Empire State. The RCA. The Chrysler Building so tall and so gray. When you're walking down the street in New York and you haven't got a friend in town, then a funny thing can happen. A funny thing can happen when you look at all the buildings all around. A funny thing can happen. A funny thing can happen. If you let those lonely buildings get you down, you get the skyscraper blues. The skyscraper blues. You get the feeling they're hemming you in. The Empire State. The RCA. The Chrysler Building so tall and so gray. They're looming bold and high against the cold gray sky. And a funny thing can happen. A funny thing can happen if you let those lonesome buildings get you down. You get the skyscraper blues, the tall building blues. The wind comes whipping round them with a moan. It's murder to lose those skyscraper blues when you walk in New York alone. A million faces swarm all around you. You search them for a friendly smile or two, but they're only empty faces that surround you. And you know they're as lonesome as you. Got the skyscraper blues, the tall building blues. The wind comes whipping round you with a moan. Yes, it's murder to lose those skyscraper blues when you walk in New York.
That's Gordon Jenkins with Tony on Columbia. It's the music of the stars. That time of the year, isn't it? Jacques Brel's music.
If you go away on this summer day, then you might as well take the sun away. All the birds that flew in the summer sky when our love was new and our hearts were high, when the day was young and the night was long and the moon stood still for the nightbird's song. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away. But if you stay, I'll make you a day like no day has been or will be again. We'll sail the sun, we'll ride on the rain, we'll talk to the trees and worship the wind. That if you go, I'll understand. Leave me just enough love to fill up my hand. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away, if you go away, as I know you will, you must tell the world to stop turning till you return again, if you ever do. For what good is love without loving you? Can I tell you now, as you turn to go, I'll be dying slowly till the next hello. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away. But if you stay, I'll make you a night like no night has been or will be again. I'll sail on your smile, I'll ride on your touch, I'll talk to your eyes that I love so much. But if you go, go, I won't cry, though the good is gone from the word goodbye. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away, if you go away, as I know you must, there'll be nothing left in the world to trust. Just an empty room full of empty space, like the empty look I see on your face. I have been the shadow of your shadow, if I thought it might have kept me by your side. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away.
Marty Peach and the orchestra. And Jack Jones. Jacques Brel wrote that. Peggy Lee wrote the lyrics to this. Dave Grusin did the music. 1966. On the Music of the Stars.
And for some. I would find ways to be. to make you glad, and I'd do things to comfort you if ever you were sad. Turn away.
Four lads, that was Anne Murray.
Need you to drive me out of my mind. Who needs you? I'd like to know. Who needs you to give me chills when I'm
sleep. at night. Who needs you? I'd like to know.
Stillman wrote that. That's Ray Ellis and the orchestra. Spent 5 months on the Billboard charts. Ah, those lads. 4 kids out of Toronto. Right here in one place.
I just closed my eyes and I'm with you. And all that I saw on a gig. It's only a heartbeat away. When I need love, I hold up my hands and I touch love. I never knew there was so much love keeping me warm. Thousand miles of empty space in between us. A telephone can't take the place of your smile. But you know I won't be traveling forever. It's cold out, but hold out, and do like I do.
A heavy load that we bear.
But you know I won't be traveling a lifetime.
It's cold out, but hold out and do like I do.
Where I need love, I hold out my hands and I touch.
Carol Bayer Sager recorded that and created it, actually, with Albert Hammond. And he put it together in 1976 on his album. There was a version that got it up to number one on the British singles chart the next year, 77, but it was a massive hit. Here's Shelley Duvall, who we just lost. It's from Popeye, and she's singing it about Robin Williams. the character.
And all at once I knew at once, I knew he needed me. Until the day I die, I won't know why, I knew he needed me. It could be fantasy, oh, or maybe it's because he needs me, 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 he needs me. Da 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 da. It's like a dime a dance, I'll take a chance, I will, because he needs me. He does. Maybe it's because he's so alone. Maybe it's because he's never had a home. He needs me, 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 he needs me. For once in life, I finally felt that someone needed me. And if it turns out real, then love can turn the wheel. Because he needs me, 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 he needs me. He needs me, he needs me.
That was Linda Eder. Here's Barry Manilow. He wrote this.
Even now, when there's someone else who cares, when there's someone home who's waiting just for me, even now I think about you as I'm climbing up the stairs, and I wonder what to do so she won't see that even now, when I know it wasn't right, and I found a better life than what we had. Even now I wake up crying in the middle of the night, and I can't believe it still could hurt so bad. Even now that I have come so far, I wonder where you are. I wonder why it's still so hard without you. Even now when I come shining through, I swear since you've been gone. Even now I still remember, and the feeling's still the same, and this pain inside of me goes on and on. Even now when I've come so far, I wonder where.
Everybody, welcome back to Tired Old Queen at the Movies.
Why can't I call you Colonel?
If we were overheard, sir, people might take us to be equal.
All kinds of regrets.
Where I come from, everybody is equal, see?
Oh, that may be all very well for America, sir, but it would never do with us.
Every society has its own unique traditions and norms, structures shaped by a variety of historical, political, social, and economic influences. And within each of those cultures are carried seemingly distinct sets of principles and challenges that set them apart from any other. But with...
Do you have any regrets?
No. Don't have time to regret. We move on. Because we are acceptable for what we are, not what we think we should be. I'm accepted in myself by what I am, but not as I think I should be, because that's a lie. I'm a sinner. I'm an old sinner. I've done some bad things. I've done some good things. So, you know, you just forgive yourself and move on.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say.
The music of the stars.
Yes, it was my way.
And now a word from Anthony Hopkins.
I'm celebrating 47 years today of sobriety. But this is a message not meant to be heavy, but I hope helpful. I am a recovering alcoholic. And to you out there, I know there are people struggling. In this day and age of cancel and hatred and non-compromise, children being bullied, I say to this, be kind to yourself. Be kind. Stay out of the circle of toxicity with people. If they offend you, live your life. Be proud of your life. 47 years ago, I was in a desperate situation, in despair, and probably not long to live. And I just happened to acknowledge one day that there was something really wrong with me. But I didn't realize that it was a kind of condition, mental, physical, emotional condition called alcoholism or addiction. I'm not an expert on drugs. I'm not an expert on anything. I know nothing, except I have found a life where no one bullies me. I want to say to all you young people who are being bullied, take heed. You be proud of yourself. Don't listen to them. Don't let yourself be put down.
The music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nominated as actors in a leading role. Here they are. Warren Beatty in Bugsy. Robert De Niro in Cape Fear. Anthony Hopkins in The Silence of the Lambs. Nick Nolte in The Prince of Tides. Robin Williams in The Fisher King. And the Oscar goes to Anthony Hopkins in The Silence of the Lambs.
My God, I can't believe it. This is really unexpected. It's a great honor to be here, especially with such great actors like Nick Nolte and Warren Beatty and Robin Williams, and Robert De Niro. First of all, I want to say hello to my mother. She's in Wales watching this on television with Eve and Jean and Jill and Tony. My father died 11 years ago tonight, so maybe he had something to do with this as well, I don't know. But I want to say thank you to the Academy for your tremendous generosity, to my friend Bob Palmer, my friend and publicist, my dear beloved wife, Jenny. And I have many people to thank here in Los Angeles who, over the years, have given me tremendous support, without whose help I wouldn't be here, I know. And I am greatly honored and tremendously moved. And God bless you all. Thank you very much.
Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Lou Regani.
Over and over, I whisper your name. Let me make a full confession. You are my magnificent obsession. Day in and day out, it's always the same. There is love beyond expression. You are my magnificent obsession. You are everything and more to me. As my kisses have told, I keep asking when again you'll be mine to have and to hold. Deep in the darkness, when love is aflame, heaven is in my possession. For you are my magnificent obsession. Obsession!
Next week, once again, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network and across the world at Civic Media US. Keep your dreams alive, everybody.
You're my magnificent obsession.
And reach for the stars.
You are.
sweethearts care as you and I. There's no sadness in the world.
This is Lou Vergane, and that's one of my favorite tunes. It's been our closing theme for 34 years. Alan Roberts, Robert Allen wrote that. Those are their names. Perry Como's theme, and until next week, this is the Civic Media Radio Network, the music of the stars. I'm Lou Vergane. Stay tuned to the Civic Media Radio Network all over the world at civicmedia.us. And podcasts as well, you'll find them there. Join us on Facebook and the Music of the Stars as well.
Is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. A big storm heading from the Midwest to the East Coast as many Americans wrap up their holiday time off. Air travel is at record highs, and passengers are already dealing with thousands of flight delays this weekend.
If you are hoping to travel between now and Monday, you probably want to have a plan B in your back pocket. This is the final weekend of the holiday season that set a record for air travel, and this storm is already wreaking havoc.
ABC's Alex Perchet. 6 days of funeral ceremonies for former President Jimmy Carter began Saturday. He's lying in repose at the Carter Center in Atlanta, then to Washington, where he'll lay in state under the Capitol Dome, a funeral where President Biden will deliver a eulogy, and then back to Georgia for his burial. New York City launching its controversial congestion pricing program at midnight, charging most drivers entering the busiest part of Manhattan $9. The plan is meant to reduce traffic while raising money to improve the city's mass transit systems. This is ABC News.